And finally, every May 9th, the European Union marks Europe Day. The day was chosen because it was on May 9th, 1950, when the then French Foreign Minister Robert Schuman proposed a supranational organization for Europe. The proposal led to the creation of the European Coal and Steel Community, which was the forerunner of the European Union. We spoke to the head of the EU delegation to the Holy See, Ambassador Yves Gazzo. He said Schuman's vision is important even today.
Well, there was a much bigger crisis when Mr. Schuman made this statement because, you know, it was just after the war. There was still a lot of, I would say, nervousness, a lot of bitterness between peoples in Europe. So it was, Europe was created during, after a major crisis, but still during crisis. So he did launch an idea which is to create reconciliation based on peace and solidarity. And I think all these elements are very new today. I mean, look at this crisis you just mentioned, the financial crisis. It is a call for solidarity between people and government of Europe. So, I mean, what has been said 60 years ago is of, strong actuality for today. So, I mean, we have to build on these values because peace is not something granted. You know, we have to deserve peace. We have to fight for peace, and you have also to build network of solidarities between people.